And I just remember him just getting pissed off, not being able to get the internet, not being able to connect at all times. You always have to stay connected, even if you're on vacation.
Welcome to the Elevate Media Podcast with your host, Chris Anderson. In this show, Chris and his guests will share their knowledge and experience on how to go from zero to successful entrepreneur. They have built their businesses from scratch and are now ready to give back to those who are just starting. Let's get ready to learn, grow, and elevate our businesses. And now, your host, Chris Anderson.
Welcome back to another recording of the Elevate Media Podcast. I'm Chris Anderson, your host. Today, we're going to learn a little bit about the journey of a business called Code Crew. And we've got two of the co-founders here with us today, which is exciting. So we're going to dive into their journey, how they overcame obstacles to successfully grow Code Crew, and what they've experienced along the way of growing their business and their entrepreneurial journey. So we have, like I said, two of the three co-founders with us today. We have Alex and Andre. Alex, Andre, welcome to Elevate Media Podcast today.
Thanks, Chris. It's awesome to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So to get things loosened up a little bit before we dive into the nitty-gritty of your journey of building Code Crew, which, again, for those listening, is an email marketing business that they've built. This little icebreaker is, have you guys binged watched any TV series or shows recently? This tells a lot about a person, what they watch on TV. So we'll find out.
Oh, no. Does it though? I've been watching Yellow Jackets recently. Whatever my wife is watching is what I'm watching. I'm usually just reading a book at the same time. So I'd say that's probably the most recent. It's a really fun show.
Okay. It's about, I've not seen that one yet. I've seen previews and stuff for it, but.
Oh, you got to check it out. It gets pretty wild, but it's a fun time.
Okay, nice. What about you, Andre?
Ryan, I've actually been watching Shrinking lately, which is a fun show by Apple TV about how shrinks have very messed up lives, but they still need to show up and do the work. So it's actually a really fun one, full of sarcasm. Just love it.
Nice. Now, yeah, my wife and I actually almost started that one. I saw Harrison Ford was in it, and so I'm sure it's pretty good. We're rewatching the first two seasons of Ted Lasso. Preparing, we're actually almost ready to start the new season. We kind of are dragging our feet a little bit on it because our second child, we're expecting basically any week now. And so it's okay. Once he's here and my wife's kind of just resting, we'll use that time to watch the new episodes in season three. But yeah, Ted Lasso is a good one. We're staying up to date on Yellowstone. I've been wanting to watch Tulsa King, but I haven't had time to sit down and watch it yet. But cool. Alex, you said you're reading a book while you watch TV. Are you reading anything good then?
I'm in Sonoma, California, and the local bookstore owner, he actually is an author as well. So cool. I just picked up his latest book, or I think it's the latest in the series, Intent to Kill, I think it's called. Okay. Don't quote me on that. Really good book, a little mystery based in LA. A lot of fun.
That's really cool. That's neat. Yeah. I'm into Louis Lamar books, the old Western books that he wrote like 100 something books, Western books. It's crazy. But yeah, I get into those. They're pretty exciting. Cool. And yeah, I think it's good, especially in the entrepreneurship journey, building a business. Sometimes there's like conflicting information. You got to hustle. You got to work 24/7, nose to the grindstone, no time for anything else. And I went through stages, I guess. When I started, that's my perspective and my thought process. And now being farther along with Elevate, it's like you need those moments of where you can just reset, you can detach for a little bit for an episode or to read some of these books that have nothing to do with business or personal development, just to enjoy that, because life's short. And if you don't have any sort of enjoyment, burnout can come a lot faster. And so, yeah, it's something I'm glad you both find enjoyment in some of that. Even though you're building a business, have you guys noticed that's helped on your journey, like countering the grinding and the working hard and all that?
Oh, tons. Alex, it's gonna sound a bit weird, but I'm into sports and I've been doing volleyball for the longest time. And Alex always laughs when I say this, but going to a training session and smashing some balls, yep. Alex, where are the drum rolls, man? Come on. Honestly, it just helps. Just curate my entire nervous system. I'm good as new when I come back from a good session with the guys.
Actually, Chris, we were talking about before we started, just any kind of exercise is always going to be helpful, just to distance yourself. Anything you can do to really get out of the mindset, because more often than not, and it's like how you have your most brilliant ideas in the shower. If you're thinking of something else, you know, your mind is working in a different way and you're able to more often than not come up with something awesome that works even better for the business. It's funny how it happens.
It is. It's really, it's interesting how that works. So would you say, Andre, you said smashing balls on the court is your kind of stress reliever working out for you, Alex? Is there anything else that you guys have, like hobbies or something besides working out that allows you to have that kind of quick break or reset in your days?
So for me, it's always been having some sort of a side hustle. I'm into trading, actually, and I spend a lot of time learning new techniques and honing the ones that I already know. I've been this way all my life. I always need to have a side hustle. Otherwise, the main focus, the main hustle gets to me and I start feeling like I'm somehow hitting a ceiling. So I always need to make sure that I do different things, as different as can be, ideally, but things that keep me excited about coming back to work the next day and being able to crush it again.
Yeah.
Alex is a lot cooler though. Just hear him out.
This might sound a little weird, but I'm an amateur race car driver on the side.
Okay.
I wish I got paid for it. Trust me. It goes, the money flows the other way.
I'm sure.
But, yeah. At least one weekend every month, I'm out there hitting the track racing against the guys.
That's cool. What now is that? Okay. So for amateur racing, what kind of vehicles are we talking, like Formula One type vehicles, NASCAR type vehicles, or just something completely, this is not my wheelhouse.
I wish it was either. If anyone from either is listening, give me a ride, please. But no, it's just an old street car that I built up over the years. I race with NASA. It's just a general national organization. Yeah. Just a street car turned into a race car. It's got a full cage, plenty of stuff done to the engine, all that good stuff. Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think we all have to have those hobbies and those things that just keep the enjoyment there. Me, I'm kind of like Andre a little bit as well, like having some sort of quote unquote side hustle, not necessarily really a side hustle. It's just for fun. We have a little right now hobby farm that I'm trying to turn profitable at least, or at least get close to even. I enjoy animals. I enjoy being outside. And so that's something that I go out and just do and feed the animals and take care of all those. And being in nature just clears my head and everything of that nature as well. But yeah, it's important because longer journeys, there's so many ups and downs and obstacles we have to overcome. So being able to have a healthy mindset, and I think being able to have these outlets that are unrelated that can reset us, I think help with those tremendously.
Yeah, it's hard work though. Actually, funny, something I was thinking the other day, if anybody would ask me what it's like to be an entrepreneur and whether or not they should explore the venue, I would probably say, be ready to grind it. Otherwise, like, it gets to you sooner or later. It does. You don't always have, let's put it in a hypothetical way, food on the table for you or the employees or the team. That can be very straining if you're struggling to make payroll and you're struggling to make sure that everybody's fine. At least where we come from, we always make sure that the team is well before we are. It's something that we put a lot of TLC into. And whenever you're feeling the back against the wall, not really able to make payroll on time and whatnot, it can mess with the nerves like nothing else. Yeah, brace for that. And I would say probably enjoyment after you're slightly profitable, unless you're massively funded. Otherwise, it's probably going to be more nerve-wracking to be out of the office than actually at the office trying to make things happen.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah, it's a grind. It's to bring in the shrink show a little bit, Andre, that you were talking about. I've always described entrepreneurship as just being very bipolar. It's either very high highs or very low lows, and you got to be ready for that. But either way, it could be a fantastic day. The next day could be the worst day that you've experienced in a long time. You've always got to be ready for what's next. You've always got to be there. But at the same time, enjoy it, because you're building something awesome. You're building something that's yours, and no one can take that away from you.
Yeah, and it's so true. The valleys and the mountaintops, they come. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned so far is trying to kind of stay level. When you have those big, great moments, celebrate them, but don't let that energy get too high with it. Because yeah, a valley will come, and the depth of that valley differs. But if we can stay that even keel along the path, I think it helps you weather a lot of those storms. But to Andre's point too, I went back and forth starting, like, I was anti-hustle, and then I was like, no, I understand. So I was trying to find my place. And yeah, I think there's moments where you just have to grind and you have to hustle. And there are things that are going to have to be sacrificed for the goal of growth. And so you have to choose what that is that you're going to sacrifice, whether it be your time, your sleep. I hate to say that. Sometimes it's your health. Sometimes you just don't have the time to go run or go work out for a season, but you have to balance it. It's just a balancing act especially early on bootstrapping, to counteract all the things you have to do. Because when you're starting out, those who are listening understand, if you're just starting bootstrapping, no help, you're wearing all the hats. And so there's a moment to grind, and there's a moment to really just stick your head down and fight through it. And there's a moment to take these breaks and to relax, quote unquote, relax a little bit. So with you two building Code Crew, when you started, and you might still now be within it, which is fine, did you find it difficult to balance your 9-to-5 with building Code Crew? Do you still have your 9-to-5 to help support? Like, there's so many avenues to build a business. That's what I love too. Like, because we could be in our 9-to-5 until you're making like multiple millions still in your business and still have that growth. So what was your journey with Code Crew, I guess? Did you guys quit? Did you walk us through that a little bit? Alex is laughing, so I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah, it's we're going to try to answer in a politically correct way. And
that's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah, no, it's good. We were lucky enough to be three partners in this. And that was invaluable because one of the partners was able to dedicate full time while Alex and I work. We still are making almost one whole CEO in a company. Probably, hopefully, we'll see the team's feedback after the show. But yeah, we basically continued having Code Crew be the side hustle for what, Alex? Probably a year, give or take. I know you jumped ship a bit earlier, but yeah, it was probably a year. We were profitable. There's always that kind of sword glooming over everybody, not really knowing what's gonna happen, whether or not you're gonna be able to make payroll, to pay yourself as well. And again, we put great emphasis on making sure that the team is well, and we wouldn't have been able to live with ourselves if we jumped ship a bit too early and then saw ourselves forced to maybe sack one or two people just to continue building from there. It was a fine balance for the first year. Thankfully, now we're in our fourth. We are a team of 40. We are highly capable and highly profitable. So it's a good place to be. Everybody's able to put good food on the table and live a relatively okay-ish life. Obviously, Alex mentioned the peaks and very fun valleys, which in marketing can happen tomorrow. Funny that we've been in this quote-unquote recession for what, 6-8 months now? But the second that the word recession came on TV, we had a couple of clients phone in and basically prep us for the worst possible outcome. And that was a fun little moment because not only did that happen, but it seemed that what happened to the world when COVID hit, it was brought to a standstill in a couple of minutes. The same when the R word hit the whole marketing world, and we spoke with partners, we spoke with folks that saw a very completely different lead than we were. Everybody was tight pockets, nothing worked anymore for probably a month and a half until everybody started understanding where everything is coming from a more global financial world standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going back to the beginning a little bit, it was a pretty tumultuous time, to Dre's point, for the first year or more. In all honesty, we were just injecting the bulk of our paychecks from the 9-to-5 into the business, getting it going, making sure rent was just barely taken care of. Food, the good food from nowadays wasn't really the case back in the day. But that's part of the grind. For a lot of folks, if not everyone, it's how it is. There's always promising waters ahead.
Yeah.
Maybe not always.
But and that's the thing too, like the environment, you don't know what's going to happen in economy. Like we've been through, like Alex and I were talking in the green room a little bit because he listened to the podcast episode I just did about running marathons and things of that nature. And I guess it's to my nature, which isn't necessarily a good or bad thing. So take this with a grain of salt. But like my journey, I just quit my job. I burned the boat while I was still on it and I had to jump off. The moment the pandemic hit Indiana is when I quit. And so I'm no idea what I'm doing. Never started a business, never had a business, but I just saw the vision and the goal and what I wanted from it. And that I don't recommend to people because that puts a whole nother level to the intensity of figuring it out and getting stuff done. But for me, that's just like I was telling Alex, I go run marathons without really training or running. I just go do it. I guess I'm a glutton for punishment. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but yeah, like everyone's journey is different, but there's always going to be the struggles and the ups and downs and those moments where you're really going to have to decide. And Andre, I think you brought up a good point. The pandemic, we went through that. Now we got a recession, quote unquote recession happening. And some people, they decide that they're going to freak out and hold things even tighter. But then you have the people that kind of use these moments to push forward and push on even more. Like, we see people succeed in these rough times. And I think a lot of it comes down to a mindset. What are you guys' opinions on that? And did you have those moments where you had to decide, we're going to hold this tight to us because we're a little scared, a little fearful, or we're going to trust that we can do this no matter the situation we're in, and we're going to push forward?
I'm laughing a little bit because you just spoke about essentially two of our clients, one with a bit more fear of what's to come and another who just decided, you know what, we got to push regardless. We know that marketing makes sense. We know that it does as well. I think it's still a little early to see exactly the outcome of both approaches. But that being said, just off the top of the initial data that we're seeing, I think that it makes the client who has no reservations, who's more fearless, who understands the longer term value of it, I can see them being better off because of it, in all honesty. And as for ourselves, I think it's a really nice time in our journey, in our company's growth. That's it doesn't seem it's really impacting us as terribly as it could. Sure, we saw some clients getting really terrified once the R word hit the news. But that being said, our team is really, really streamlined. Everything's going well. It's a good time for us. And so for that fact, I don't think we needed necessarily to button up too much. Sure, we're always going to be cautious. We're always going to be careful, as you should be. But I don't think that it made any large decisions or irrational decisions come to mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And something else that's really great for people that are bootstrapping and anybody that isn't bootstrapping, I think should definitely make this a key priority. And I remember I definitely had a switch on moment in my life when I was reading a couple of books. I came across the concept, but when you're bootstrapping, you can't really afford spending what you don't have. And that gives you a really good amount of I'm missing the word, but just making sure that you only spend the few cents, the few dollars that you've been able to generate. And with that, when you grow, when the business is bigger, when you have a lot more expenses, a lot more incomings and outgoings and going through not the P&L, but the bank statement itself, and making sure that you haven't forgotten any of those weird subscription services that are still lingering on and getting maybe $50 a month, and you have five of those, and then you have a couple that are $100 a month, and end of the day, you wake up one day after not looking at one of those bank statements for a year and a half, and you find that you've been spending basically $1,500 every single month on things you haven't been using for the last 16 months. And bootstrapping a business is basically teaching you to never, ever do that. And it's something that we do to this day with a big team. We still make time, either Alex or myself, every single month. We go through the entire bank statement, making sure that every single incoming and outgoing is accounted for. And we still find every other month, we still find something that creeps its way in there and we need to nix, but at least we find it a month in, not 6 or 10 or 12. It's something that you guys should definitely make sure that you do. I guess this would be a good takeaway for anybody that doesn't do it.
Yeah, I think that's important, understanding what's coming in, where that money's going. I learned that on my journey. Like, it's like things where you'd start getting some client here and there, and then you'd forget about some sort of payment coming, and it would come out, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, seriously? Like, just it's one step forward, two step back kind of moment going. And I've had a lot of those. And I think that's a learning lesson. I think without any of these lessons, without any of these painful moments, I guess you could say, you're not going to, I don't think you'll succeed. I don't think you'll be able to get to the level that you want to get to. You have to have those moments, quote unquote, failures, those learning lessons to really get you to where you want to go. It was like Kobe Bryant had once said it. He doesn't believe failure's real, because you get to the point and you have another moment and you just learn from it. And without those moments, you don't grow and you don't learn. And I think it's true. I think you're either in a good spot or you're learning to get to the next one.
Yeah, I think the foremost people in almost any industry or any sports say it in one way or another of, it doesn't matter how many times you fall, how hard you fall, it matters how you get back up. And I think it's true in business as well.
Yeah. So now you guys are 4 years in, you said 40 employees, I think you said as well, which is amazing. That's awesome to be at that level. Do you guys ever, or have you recently set and thought back to 4 years ago? And what is, if you have, what's that make you feel? Or if not, thinking about it right now, I know in my journey, looking back even just a year or two years ago, it's back then, this is where I wanted to be. And now I'm focused on going forward so much that sometimes I forget what I've been through and where I've come from. And it's like a humbling, but a very, I don't know, like thinking back on your journey when you start, like to where you are now, did you ever think you'd get here? I guess.
looking back 4 years, it's sometimes, man, what the heck was that kid thinking? Yeah. Other times it was, man, that was such a great decision. It really, again, depends on the day. More often than not, it's, wow, we were so young, so naive. It was a great decision. It was well worth it. Mm-hmm. It's something we would do again, I would say. But I'm curious.
That's an interesting, yeah, well. I actually definitely have an interesting, slightly opposing angle to Alex. So on my end, actually, I've been, I think, 10 or 11 years into building a company. And actually, my first company that I had with our other co-founder, which also happens to be my wife, that one didn't actually tend to grow as well and as successfully as we had hoped it would. And it actually started freelancing. And then we saw ourselves with one too many projects. So let's start outsourcing, and outsourcing turned into employing people. And then that stopped working and we started limping there. It wasn't fun for at least a couple of years. Then I got a job and then kind of Code Crew came. So I'm 10 or 11 years into the journey. And what I can say is that to anybody that's really new, looking to get started in entrepreneurship, or maybe has been doing it for a year or two, guys, don't expect that when you're going to make it, it's going to be this finish line with confetti and with everybody popping champagnes. It rarely looks like that. I know you were probably looking at a couple of those companies listed on NASDAQ and you think you're going to be there. Maybe, fingers crossed. But to everybody else, it's an ever-evolving journey and you get a lot of satisfaction and you get a lot of grind and you get a lot of heartache at the same time. It doesn't necessarily end in this triumphant, oh, we've made it, I've arrived kind of moment. It's a lot more nuanced than that. And I guess get ready for the mental toughness that sometimes definitely requires of you.
Yeah, I think that's huge. Like when you hit certain goals and like new levels, there is not going to be the party, the champagne. It's almost like those, they just come and pass in the night, like a ship on the sea. Like you don't necessarily think about it, because I think most entrepreneurs that I've talked to, success ones or ones that are succeeding, like their eye is on a bigger prize and they know where they're wanting to go. And so these little milestones almost get forgotten and just passed over. When I think, again, I think you need to realize those. I think you need to maybe have a little self party when you hit these just to get that kind of a little bit of boost. And I think to keep you humble and keep you just remembering where you came from, basically that old quote, remember where you came from and what you went through.
Yeah. Looping it back to books and a couple of other topics that we've spoken about. Actually, one of the books that I've been reading is called The Mental Game of Trading by Jared Tendler. And he wrote a couple of other The Mental Game of type books, I think in poker and a couple of other things as well. One of the concepts he speaks about is actually, funnily enough, something that we've been doing ever since we started Code Crew, which just jotting down things that you consider wins at the moment of. And for us, for instance, a big win at the moment of 4 years ago was signing a contract worth $200. Yep. $200 all of the money, not per month. But that was a big win. It was the first ever client, the first ever person to take us seriously enough. And looking back throughout some of these milestones that we've hit, not only grounds us and shows us how far we've come, because otherwise you keep in your mental game, you keep moving the goalpost further and further, and you can build a mousetrap for yourself, right? We keep thinking that we're going to become entrepreneurs to escape the rat race. But what you end up doing is creating one of your own, a very customized one and a very hard one to be in as well. Because otherwise you go to a nine to five and then you have the whole afternoon to yourself and you can relax and kick the feet up. Being an entrepreneur doesn't really work like that. You're, I won't say 24 hours on the clock at the job, because hopefully you've been able to scale back from that, but definitely not a 9-to-5 type of deal. That's definitely an interesting thing that we found. And we always laugh looking back 4 years to what each step looked like and how far we've been able to come.
Yeah, we actually have an internal documents that we use to track every milestone, just because otherwise we're not going to notice, it might breeze over. To your point, we're always looking ahead into the future, making sure whatever's coming up next, we have at least eyes on it. And actually, to the point Andre just made at the end of his statement, it is 24 hours. I almost feel bad for the guy, but it's also how it is. A good example is I was on a cruise with my father-in-law, who's an entrepreneur, years and years ago. And I just remember him just getting pissed off, not being able to get the internet, not being able to connect at all times. You always have to stay connected, even if you're on vacation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's how it is, for better or for worse. It's a fun journey, though. So hopefully, even if you're on vacation, you're enjoying what you're doing.
Yes. And I think enjoying the moment, I think that's the ultimate goal, right? To get to the point where and it should be, I think, with your business to be able to have those moments where you can step away because you've built a team where you trust that can step in their own strengths. And I think that's ultimately, I think, what everyone should strive to with their business. But to your point, like being at the top, you have to be connected. It's like Mark Cuban said, I think he was on Shark Tank and he was saying he would trade working for someone for 40 hours a week to working for himself for 80 hours a week because what that can create and that freedom versus working for someone else, but for less time. And I think that's true. Like you have to be willing to put in those extra hours and be quote unquote on call or connected 24/7, but knowing how to manage that and have that breaks and enjoyment. And I think if you're really doing something, it doesn't necessarily have to be your passion. I don't think your business has to be your passion, but you should be able to enjoy even the process of growing whatever it is, because then even being connected in those moments, you can still enjoy that for whatever reason. Now, of course, nothing's perfectly 100% sunshine and rainbows all the time. You're going to be moments where you are going to get pissed off and be frustrated that someone's calling you during whatever, but it's part of it. And you got to be able to take that on.
Yeah, very well put.
With that, we mentioned looking back. What are you guys looking to in the future? What is that goal you guys are striving to right now?
I think we like to quote Pinky the Brain on this one. World domination.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Those guys are always part of our team-wide presentations. They've been for the longest time, I think 3 years back. But yeah, jokes aside, this is also an interesting talking point that loops into what you were just saying a bit earlier. It's really important that when you build up a business, that you build a team that can eventually make you obsolete. And I feel like if you're not doing that purposefully, you're doing it wrong. I understand it's hard. I understand that you're always going to think that you're the one that can do everything the best, but it's definitely not the case. And you're going to see that there are other best ways of achieving the same result, whether or not they're exactly, again, the path that you know and the beaten track that you would otherwise go down. So I was going somewhere with this and trying to recollect where exactly though. But yeah, basically we've been spending the last couple of years really trying to fine tune the internal processes. And funnily enough, that whole process was driven by other people throughout our organization. When Alex and I actually were building some of the structure and some of the tutorials, they were really useful at the time, but now they've become the laughing stock for the team. Every single time that they come across one of those old videos, they give us a ton of shit for it. And we're just taking a lot of hits for some of those videos, despite the fact that we've taught them everything they know. Yeah. This was obviously for them, not for you guys. But yeah, jokes aside, our team was nimble and kind and efficient enough to be able to restructure the entire process internally. And we are now at the point where we can really double down. We've been focusing internally a lot and we've been keeping kind of external client facing, feeding the company enough for us to be in a good place. But now we are truly in a place where we can say, okay, let's double our client roster because now we can, because now we have the internal capacity to do so without anybody feeling crushed. Mm-hmm. And that was a key thing that we focused on for probably a year and a half or 2 years. It's not an easy process. It's nothing that you do overnight. You need to let your best employees gain enough experience and enough time within the organization to make sure that they can actually bring the value and kind of work to the best of their abilities. And something that we've done that I would probably recommend to everybody, although I think most businesses do it nowadays, is to hire for attitude and for what they can become, not for what they want, not for what they know to do right now or for their experience or whatnot. Because a lot of times, like, I think we've found so many hidden gems and so many people that showed an incredible, we have a fun little saying. We have a couple of folks on the team from Uruguay and they have this saying, it's an inner fire type thing. And we make fun of them saying that everybody throughout the world has, but we're looking for those people with that inner fire to work for your business as if it's their business. And that's the way you can actually reach true success when these guys get to work.
Yeah. And bringing people on, that's a whole nother topic for another day. Cause that's to navigate that, to bring on the few people we have. I say we got lucky and we got blessed with the couple. One just pops in my head immediately, Godfrey, who's been with us for 2 years and through the ups and downs and even the hustle. It's just, yeah, a good team, a great team is going to help you grow so much faster and so much more efficiently than just hiring to hire to have people to do things, which could end up causing more issues in the future. Yeah. What's the quote? It's, if you want to be good, go alone. If you want to be great, go with a team or something like that. And it's so true. You've got to bring the right people around you. And from the get-go, you might not have enough to invest in contractors or freelancers or employees, but that team around you is the people who are at least going to cheer you on, or who see your vision, who see the possibility of your success and encourage you on. That can be your team at the beginning, because that's what you're going to need. And that'll change as you continue to grow your business, what that team looks like and who's on it. But yeah, guys, this has been a great conversation. Just your insights from your experience. If you were to look back again on yourselves, maybe the beginning of Code Crew or even before that, would there be any sort of, we don't want to change obviously what we've went through because it's brought us to where we are, but is there any maybe motivation or any kind of like secret message you would leave your younger self just to help keep them going in the right direction or give them that little boost to take that step?
Honestly, just keep your head down. Know that it's always worth it. And I remember telling myself that actually near the beginning too, for the best days and the worst days, time is always going to just play out as it does. Do your best. Always be positive. Always make sure that your mindset is on the bigger picture, the bigger goal. Even if any certain day is especially tough and you just feel like crying and screaming and just breaking stuff, sure, maybe do it. Actually, I mean, it's good. I'm sure it helps, but don't let that stop you entirely. Always keep pushing forward and just make sure, you know, you're doing what's right for yourself and for your team.
Cool. Yeah, I will probably not say a lot here because my younger self and my current self actually are two people that are very driven to the point at which they would both probably drive through numerous brick walls to get to where they want to go. So saying anything more than that would probably be detrimental to that past self of mine. I have hit myself on the head multiple times because of that. So I would probably just say, trust the process, do the work, put in the hours, read, get knowledgeable, and you're going to get there.
Awesome. Yeah, I think both of those are very wise and things we can all take to heart, especially if you listening are just starting out and you're in those valleys right now. Just keep your head down, keep moving forward, keep climbing out of that valley and trust the process. I think that's part of it. And that, to start wrapping stuff up, reminds me of where I am right now. I wanted 2 years ago, but 2 years ago, I wasn't ready for where I am right now. And if I would have suddenly got the influx of clients or, you know, the success right there when I started, I don't think I could have managed that back then. And so think of it that way too. You want to get to a certain level, but you've got to go through the trials and those lessons to be able to prepare and be ready and actually be able to manage those, because, you know, you're not going to go be able to squat 500 pounds right away.
Exactly.
If you do, you might break yourself. You will break yourself.
Exactly where I was going. Yeah. It takes a pro athlete years to get there. It takes a doctor, a lawyer years to get there. What makes you think entrepreneurship is any less demanding and intense than that? It's not going to be. So give yourself the time and put in the work.
100%. Gentlemen, I've enjoyed this conversation. I've enjoyed chatting with you both. Thank you for being on the Elevate Media Podcast today. If people want to get connected with you, find out more about Code Crew and what you guys do with email marketing, where can they connect with you at? Where would you direct them?
The easiest way is probably just to go to our website, scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll find all of our social links. But if you're a bit too lazy to do that, you can find us on Instagram or Facebook, actually both, at codecrew.us, Twitter at codecrewus. And LinkedIn, Code Crew Inc. Pretty easy to find us. And actually, heck, if anyone who's listening to this podcast goes ahead and mentions it when you reach out to us, we're happy to give you a 10% discount. We've really enjoyed our time with you here today, Chris, and we're sure that your listeners are just as great as you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you guys brought a lot of good insight, a lot of good stories. And I think people can really take a lot from it and keep moving forward today. So I appreciate you both again being on the Elevate Media Podcast today.
We really enjoyed it. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you for listening to the Elevate Media Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. See you in the next episode.